Well, we knew we were going to be a part of this competition, so we all had to sit around a table, our group of four of us, and we had to think of something that we could sell. So we decided the first thing we should do is just think about what problems we had in our life, because business and making money is about solving a problem. So we went through tough transitional areas, stuff we found difficult, and we came up with primary school to secondary school was something we found quite traumatic and a little bit tough. So I decided, what could we do to maybe help this, or is this for other people's also going through this? So we decided sort of bouncing off ideas from each other, and we decided a book maybe, because that's something that could be sold easily, sort of sent out to all the primary schools. So.
Yeah, we thought it'd be easy to produce. We did think we got it relatively, like a really good price. We thought it would be dearer. So we got the publication through Camprint and Crooked Home. We decided to like get sponsorship for the product to afford it, because we thought the other teams would be doing boring stuff like your typical fundraisers, like they throw a sponge at a teacher or something like that. So we thought we'd try something different, look for sponsorship off local businesses, and that could fund the product. So it turned out to be, we got a good deal on them. It's like 2,000 copies for £150, so it was quite a good deal. And then it was just we sold it directly to the primary schools for them to hand out to primary sevens, because it was a choice between selling it directly to primary schools or selling it to East Ayrshire, and they could give it out to the primary schools. But we thought it'd be easier just to phone all the primary schools up.
And what's the reception been like? Have they been quite keen on it? Have they liked it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of positive feedback, mainly from the head teachers, because actually we've had to have meetings with. I think there's been a number of schools we've actually gone in and had to have a meeting with a teacher, explain all about the book, and with the feedback we've had from parent councils and the teachers is really supportive of us. They've really helped us along, trying to order as many as they can for their pupils within their budgets. So it's been really good, and obviously the more we do this, maybe another edition we do in the future or something, we could add more and more stuff in because we're learning about it. Because obviously we've been through this as well, but that was about 6 or so years ago. So we're always hearing new things about what primary schools are looking to really get in the book. And it's not specific to one primary school either. We've had to make this as generic as we can, so all the schools, maybe hopefully all over Scotland, could buy it. And then maybe if we get further, we can sort of translate it into an English type one. So that's what we're
And
looking to do.
it's obviously something you guys really believe in. Is that because you feel that it would have helped you when you were transitioning, like this kind of helpful
Yeah,
advice?
as I said, it would, like, when I was going into first year, it wasn't really, I was worried, I was just kind of nervous, because it's a completely different environment. So I thought that would definitely help to ease the nerves, because, like, one of the most, like, biggest things we found is people are just worried in case they get lost and that. But you find out, we've put that in there, you see, you don't usually get lost. Another big thing was bullying, and we tried to put that in there, try and make it sound as like not as frightening as we possibly could, because it is quite a like difficult subject to discuss and give advice on. So we've tried to phrase it in the best way we can without trying to scare the pupils and saying, if you do, there's lots of things you can do. Because I certainly know if you get bullied, it can be quite tough and you don't know who you can speak to. So we've put in there's plenty of people, there's plenty of help there for you if you get bullied.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd imagine for you that would have been something maybe if you switched from school from English teaching
Yeah,
to
it
Scottish
was
teaching.
partway through third year I moved up to Scotland, so I wasn't. There is a bit of a bigger difference than what people think between the schools, even as much to say the humours are different. But even as something as this, because I mean, when I first came to what the school, Kilmarnock Academy, is there was our first PE lesson, and I was told by the school that everybody wears a T-shirt with their name on the back. A bright white T-shirt with Jordan Muir on the back. Nobody wears them at all, and I would have really liked a book would have told me that without saving me the embarrassment of my first day wearing a PE kit, which I did not have to wear.
Something straight from the, pupils, your peers' mouth, as
Yeah,
opposed to coming from the
yeah.
kind of.
What we undertook focus groups with. We went to Loanhead for it, because that was just down the road from us. So we decided, we asked them, like, before we had a rough idea of what was going to go in it. So we said to them, "Is there anything else you're worried about? And is this covering the stuff that you're worried about?" So there was a couple of things we had to add and alter, but the majority was pretty accurate. So it was.
Excellent. So tell me about the competition. You've got through the Ayrshire phase and now you're going to represent Ayrshire and Scotland.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much on the 15th, we're going to represent Ayrshire in a competition. There are 15 other schools from the districts around Scotland. So we're going to be there and we've got to do a presentation. We've got to pretty much tell them our journey and obviously the money we've made from this. And then that's a whole day event. So it's from early in the morning till late at night. Then hopefully our aspirations are to win this. Obviously, it will be a lot tougher because it's all over Scotland. And if we do win this, we will be representing Scotland in the UK. So we are looking, we've worked really hard at this. I mean, I can't see any reason why we maybe shouldn't be able to win this. And I think you've got to go in with a positive mindset to these sort of events.
Excellent. Tell me about the book itself.
Well, the book itself is a How to Survive the Secondary School. It's a jungle edition. So we have lots of aspects of the secondary school life. We've tried to make it as child-friendly as we can.
It's been written by us, so it has. Like, everything in it is written by us. We got help from East Ayrshire Council's graphics department, obviously, because, well, obviously people can't see it, but when you look at it, it is really professional. Like, all the sketches on it and everything was done by us, but we've not got the software in school to provide, to create, like, graphics like that, so we did have to look for help through the council.
I mean, when we came up with the initial idea, I mean, when I first moved up, I didn't know what really National Fives, what we had been introduced, were. So I would look on the SQO website, and we're talking pages and pages of just writing and writing and writing. If a primary school student, even myself now, if we go read that now, we'd end up getting a loss. We're getting so much information thrown at us. This is literally the information we think you would need to survive. So it's got all your stuff from your subjects to bullying to extracurricular and a little bit about the exams, the important aspects of secondary school life. So we think it covers the major parts of secondary school.
Yeah.
And the jungle theme is quite telling because obviously, you know, when you are just 10, 11 years old going up to secondary school, it can feel a bit like an unknown, a jungle kind of environment. So it's a nice kind of...
Yeah, that was the idea behind it.
It's kind of like a Bear Grylls type thing. It's all a bit crazy at the start, just kind of like a jungle is. We try to make it as interesting because if it is just a book about the information, I mean, most kids aren't really going to want to read it.
A lot of the stuff you're provided with is just like grey or white and it's just boring. So we try to make it more eye-catching and actually appeal to the pupils, not just their parents, because they usually, the pupils, I know I did, I just put it in my bag and then said, right mum, that's for you. But so we want that to actually be something for the pupils, not just the parents.
I mean, we try to make it as multi-purpose as we can. We try to make it so the students could go home and read it, so the parents could have a read at it as well, so it could be taught in classes as well as individual reading as well, so guidance classes can maybe sort of introduce this as well. So that's kind of what we look to try and do.
Yeah.